Weiter in Shas Ferenchon Daf Kuf Tes Zion, picking up towards the middle of the page, next part of the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva Omer. Now let's just quickly look at the Mishnah back on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Min Aleph. We had mentioned that Basar Behemah Tahara, Bachalev Behemah Tahara, if you have meat of kosher meat and kosher milk, that's also you can cook it and you can get anah from it. Now what about Basar Behemah Tahara, Bachalev Behemah Tameya? If you have kosher meat but you have non-kosher milk, it comes from a non-kosher animal, or Basar Behemah Tameya, or let's say pig with bechalibi matar with kosher milk, mutar vashir, you are allowed to cook it together, mutar ba'ano and mutar ba'ano as well. Rabbi Kiva Omer, einon chayav va'of einon min haTorah, that is that chayos and chickens are not in the iser of basa bechalav mi de'oraisa, shenemar lo svashal gidi bechalibi moshal shpa'amim, prat l'chayav va'of v'behemu tamea, that's not only going to be an iser de'rabanan. Zok de'heliga gemara now. Here we go. Hani ha afkinu likadishmol. Why? Wrong trup. Hani ha afkinu likadishmol. We already, Shmuel came along and he darshened over here. Rashi explains. Chad lechalev umay. No. Chalev. Sorry. Chad lechalev umesa. Vechad lerabos shlil. Vechad lehotzi tamea. Right, so we're not left to, we don't have anything open to darshan, what you want to say over here, about a chaya and an oaf. Kasar Rabbi Kiva, iser chal iser. Eos iser chal iser. Chelev amesa lo tzrich akra. Here, chelev of an animal that died without shechita, and an animal that died without shechita, aka an avela, they don't need a pasuk to, we don't need those words to darshan there to be included, because shlil gedi ma'al yehu, as far as a fetus, he holds that it's considered a regular gedi, therefore there's no need to learn it out from, again, with the word gedi as well, and therefore I see lehu kulu, all three mentions of the word gedi are available to darshan. Now prat l'chaya v'of l'behema t'meya. Okay, riosei gledi omer nemar lo sochlu. If you look at the Mishnah, it continues over there, and it says, Rabbi Yosei Gli says that we have the pasuk lo sochul kol nevela. I'm just reading from the back in Kufi Gimel. You shall not eat any nevela. V'nemar, it says lo shvagi di b'chalei v'mo. The fact to put this together is as she'asem mishum nevela. If somebody did asem nevela, aser levasho b'chalei, you can't cook it with milk. Of she'asem mishum nevela, in reference to an oaf, a chicken, which is nevela, yachol yehei aser levasho b'chalei, you think maybe it's also to do with chalev. Tamad lomar b'chalei v'mo, yatsa oaf she'in lo chalevim. It doesn't have chalevim. If it doesn't fall into that category. By Ikebin Rabbi Yosei Gli, Rabbi Kiva. What's going to be the difference between the two of that? Ikebinayu, the difference between them would be is Chaya. Rabbi Yosei Gli, they serve a Chaya Doraisa. He holds that Chaya, you can't cook Basa B'chalav, Chaya is included, is the Doraisa Tikkatin. Rabbi Kiva serve a Chaya Dorabanan, it's just Dorabanan. You might say him, another answer is Oaf Ikebinayu. The difference between them would be Oaf. Ikebinayu, some say Rabbi Kiva serve a Chaya V'Oaf, Enim in the Torah, it's just Dorabanan. Hami Dorabanan is Siri. He says chicken parmesan is not aser even midurabanan, which is unbelievable. Shita Tanya Amiyachiv Ibrahim supports this idea that according to Rishay Gli, there's no iser by chicken parm even midurabanan. Bibkoma Shabi Eliezer, in the place of Rabbi Eliezer, of course, in Eitzim, Lassos, Bechamim, Lassos, Barzel, they would cut trees of Shabbos to make charcoal in order to make iron to go ahead to do a bris milah. They would eat chicken and milk together. Levi ikla lebei Yosef Rishba. Rashi explains what is that Levi visited the house of Yosef, the trapper of fowl. That's what he was. He was a bird trapper. I see lekamei Risha, the tops of a chalva. They served Levi a peacock's head in milk. Delicious. Veloma luvlomi, he didn't say anything. He didn't say, oh, he had milk, you know, chicken. And milk. Kiosk came to the Rebbe and he came from the Rebbe and he told him the story. Amalei Rebbe said, "Amai lo tishamtinu? Why didn't you put him in cherem? You know, you can't have milk and chicken together. And peacock. Amalei says, "Aser Rebbe Yehuda ben Beseru. I was the town of Amina Darish Lehu, Rebbe Yosei Gli, and I. That's what they do. And I said that maybe he went with them like a Yosei Gli. Dama yotza of she'en lo chelev aim, excluding an oaf, a chicken, because it doesn't have the milk. It doesn't have mother's milk. It comes as an egg. There is no mother's milk. All right, let's talk about making cheese, shall we? We know that in order to do that, you got to take a part of the stomach, and really, there's a chemical in the stomach known as rennet. And you take that rennet, you put it in with milk, and it ends up making the ability to make cheese. Now, says the Gemara, the Mishnah, kevas ovid kochavim, literally the stomach of an animal of a guy, so this is not kosher, obviously. Says Rashi, zeu chalav karush keva. It's like this congealed type of milk that's inside the stomach. Michelle Nevela. Rashi says, "Begamara and Amad Beis Parach Altu Dovik Chavim Lav Neveli." What's the difference? Harezu Asura. It is aser for someone to go out to consume. Right now, what he's saying is at this stage, that the rennet that's in the stomach of this baby goat is looked at as part of the baby goat. So even though milk that is originally the product of a kosher animal is not looked at as a separate entity inside, but rather as part of the thing itself, and being that the kid being the baby goat is also as a nevela, then the rennet that's in the stomach is also going to be also as a nevela. Hamamid ba'or shel keva, if somebody curdles milk, so that's talking about the actual thing itself. You can't go and eat it. Now what happens, your maimid, that means that's how you make the cheese, the process of maimid. Rashi says, maimid chalav. Beora kevadu baser, says Rashi, which is baser, which is fleisch. Beep, turn the page. Kuf test zayin on my base. Emyish, but no same time. If there's enough that's going to give time, Rashi says, bali tain tam bechalav, right? It gives time in the milk. Harezu asur, then it's going to be asur. Asur. We got this as a long, delicious Rashi, which I encourage you to take a look at, but I'm not going to be taking a look at it right now. Now, let's say you have kshera, that is sheyanka minat treif, a kosher animal that nursed from a treif animal. Kivas asura, its rennet is going to be aser. The milk of a treif animal is aser. Right, so if this baby went and didn't, then it turns into, it came from aser stuff. Treif shanka minat kshera, and if you have the flip, then kivas amutaris. It's kiva is actually going to be mutter. Wow, that's crazy. Because of the fact that it's stuck, it's inside, it's in its innards. Okay, now we go to the first part of here, that the rennet of an animal, of a guy and of the vela, is also to eat. You make them seem as if they're two different cases. What, one isn't the same? Aren't they one and the same? So, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, Hachab Lokeh Gedim, and Ovik Achav Maskinan. We're talking about a case over here. Our Mishnah is talking about the rennet of an animal of a guy. We're dealing with a yid who bought the baby goat from a guy and then shechted it himself. We're worried that maybe it was yonek from a non-kosher animal. So we're worried that the rennet that we find now in the kid's stomach, the baby goat's stomach, which was nursed while it was still in the, you know, by the guy, was from a treifa animal, and therefore it's aser as treifa milk. Fracta Gemara, Umichai Shina, and Shami Yonik Ben Treifa, really, Rechosh is such a thing? V'atanya, when we learned in Abraisa, Lochim Beitzim Bin Ha'ovdi Kachavim, you could buy eggs from Goyim, Ben Choshin, Lomishim Nevela, Lomishim Treifa. We're not worried of Nevela or Treifa, even eggs that are laid by a Treifa bird, which are, you know, obviously, also, right? Eggs found inside of a bird that died without Shechita, which are going to be usher to be eaten midor abundant. The Bryce is talking about a case where it was clear that it was established that they're from a kosher bird, and therefore we're not worried about the fact that maybe they came from not kosher stuff. Lomishum treifa, and not from a treifa. Rashi Hashem me of treifa yi de amrinan be'elu treifos modem be'beitzes treifa asura. We're not worried of such a thing. So in our Mishnah also, we should follow the majority and think that they say that it nursed from a kosher animal. We're not worried. Maybe it did. And what's the difference between a treifa that we're not worried that maybe it nursed from a treifa? And a non-kosher animal that we are worried that maybe this baby goat, nursed from a non-kosher animal. Treifa lo shchicha. Treifa animal, not shchiach to have a treifa animal that has a fatal defect. The tamea shchicha, but the tamea one is shchiach. So that's why we're not worried about it when it comes to the treifa. We are worried about it when it comes to the tamea. Is shchicha? Hold on a second. If it's really shchiach, so why then does the Mishnah aser only the rennet of the animal bought from a guy? Afilu gabe didanechos, even with our baby goats, we should be worried that maybe they nursed from a non-kosher animal, and therefore the rennet is going to be aser. Anan lean on me now. No, we distance ourselves from our kosher animals. We chizinenlu, and we see our baby goats that are nursing from our kosher animals. We separate them from the non-kosher animal. Lo gozer rabbanan, and for the word gozer. Inu the lo bedilu minah, but in reference to the goyim that they don't separate themselves from non-kosher animals. Vichichazelu lo mifreshelu. When they see that happening, they don't care. Gozer rabbanan, the rabbanan came along and they were gozer. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says Chada Ketani. The Mishnah is really teaching only one din, Keva Shchita Savik Chavim Nevela, and that is that the keva, the rennet of an animal shechted by a guy, is considered Nevela and therefore Tasser. Amir Amar Shmuel Achid. Did he really say that the rennet found in the stomach of the Nevela is considered part of the animal itself, and therefore it's going to be also like a Nevela? Amar Shmuel Bnei Ma Asu Gvina Savik Chavim. Why did they Asser the cheese of Gayim? Bnei Shamid Al Saba or Keva Nevela, because they mimed it, they create it with the stomach of a nevela. Ha keva gufa sharia, which is mashma that only the stomach of the nevela is usher, but the rennet itself is going to be mutter. Lo kasha. Kan kodem chazara. Here in our Mishnah, the Mishnah is talking about the din that was taught before, like Rabbi Yoshua, before he changed his mind, that the rennet contained in the nevela is considered part of the animal, and therefore usher like nevela. Kan ach chazara. And here, Shmuel's explanation that the Isser of the guy's cheese is because it's being curdled with the skin of the stomach of an avela, which implies it's mashma that the rennet contained in the stomach of an avela is mutter. The statement is coming after Yeshua's retraction. He retracted his statement over there. So the next part of the Mishnah, Kishera Shiyankam in a treifa. If you have a kosher animal that nursed from a treifa animal, then the rennet is going to be usser. If a treifa animal nursed from a kosher animal, then the rennet is going to be mutter, because the milk is just gathered inside. Vokatani Resha. But when we said in the Resha, Kivasavikacham, Mishal Nevela, Rezu Asura, it's going to be usser. Right? So just like the rennet found in the stomach of the Nevela is considered to be part of the animal itself, and usser as the Nevela, so too the rennet found in the stomach of a treifa should be considered part of the animal itself, and it should be usser as a treifa. After the Gemara Amar of Chista, really the rennet is not considered part of the animal in which it's in. And although there's no basis to usser the rennet as Nevela or as treifa, Reisha, the first part of Mishnah, Midor Abanan is usser of rennet found in the Nevela, because near called Nevela, it looks like you're eating the Nevelas. And Acha, the Mishnah's next case about the rennet found in the stomach of the treifa, Ikes Shchita. There's the Shchita that was done on the animal, and the animal is therefore not a Nevela. Amar Le Rava Vlav Koldekainu, is this a kosher cane? Uman Nevela Demeisa. When it comes to the Nevela, which is disgusting, it's not kosher, it's the Ishar is like Kivasa. And so if you were matar, it's rennet, lo asa lemecha minah, one's not going to come to eat meat of the nevela itself. Amart lo, yet you said that it's not going to be mutter for eating. And treifa shchuta, in reference to a shechted treifa, which is not disgusting, the isharis of your matar, it's rennet, asa lemecha minah, you're going to come to go and eat from it itself. Lo kol shekein, is it certainly that the rennet should not be mutter to be eaten? Allah rabbi yislik barma rabbi yochanan, lo kasha, no kasha. Kan kodem chazara, kan lachay chazara. This is the first case, din, it was paskins that the rennet found in the stomach of a nevela, it's usher as part of the animal itself, was going to before Rabbi Yeshua, you know, changed his mind. And Khan La'acha Chazara says after he goes in, he retracted, and that he held that the rennet is not considered part of the animal in which it is found, and therefore both the rennet found in the stomach of a treifa and they found in the stomach of a nevela are going to be mutter. Mishnah lo says Mukama, but the earlier teaching of the Mishnah, which already was incorporated into the Mishnayos, and we didn't move it from its place, we kept it where it was. That's what we often find. Says the Gemara. We can go, we can curdle cheese with the rennet found in the stomach of Nevelas, and this goes according to the post-retraction teaching of the rennet of Nevelas as mutter. It's considered separate from the, you know, from the thing itself. It's not considered digested waste. We can't curdle cheese with rennet found in the stomach of an animal shechted by a guy. Amar lefanav Rabbi Yishem bar Abba, he says, come on, according to who is this din? The stomach shava of a guy is for avodah zarah, and therefore when he's shechting it, you know, he's just have an andere issue over here. Says Rashi Hilkach Afal Gav Dalav Gufo Mitzar, could the priest just have filu pirsha mitzar? Even the grossness, the, you know, the chref that's left over is going to be aser. Mishum denichale benivchei, because it likes it that it's fattened up. Amar Lei, so Tia Barabbi says to him, Ve'ela Kaman, who else could this din have gone with? Right, you don't have to. if you even ask, it's obvious that this din goes with Rabbi Eliezer, only with Rabbi Eliezer. Ki asa Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak amar Rav Yochanan mamida bein bekevus nevela bein bekevus shechitas of a chacham. You're allowed to do it with the cave of a nevela or from the shechitas of a guy. Shalom lachus levi Rabbi Eliezer. We're not worried about what Rabbi Eliezer said that this without this stam das is done for avodah zarah. Hilchasa ein mamida ba'or kevus nevela. The halacha is that we're not mamida with the carving of nevela. Mamida bekevus nevela, but you can do it. Right, you can't do it with the skin of the stomach of the nevela, but you can do it with the rennet that's found in the stomach of the nevela. We gave a shechitas of the kachavim with the rennet found in the stomach of an animal shechted by a guy. In such a case, in such an circumstance, right? Oh, and with the rennet found by the stomach of the animal shechted by a guy. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.